Hello and welcome. This file is called Desexualization 2, Pleasure. And it will slowly condition any kind of desire to feel any sexual arousal out of you. As a matter of fact, it will turn it into an aversion against any sexual stimulation. Now, if you are listening to this file, you should have listened to the first part. You should also be aware that this file is not a joke. This is not a jerk-off fantasy. This is a file to slowly destroy any desire to feel sexually aroused, to be sexually stimulated in any way. Only listen to this file if you are absolutely 100% sure that you want to give up any sexual arousal for the rest of your life. Now, if you are 100% sure and this is what you want, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin, maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand, and you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you, and you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit, what's going on with you, what's happening. Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension, as it erases the number in the sand. And as you see the next wave
washing the number away. You feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand. And you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. As the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. As the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern. You realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then As you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time, time to give up the desire to experience any kind of pleasure or arousal. That's right. Now before we begin, just like last time, your subconscious mind won't accept any suggestion that is not good for you. That's right. If your subconscious mind decides that giving up your sexuality is not good for you, it will not accept any of the suggestions in this file. On the other hand, if your subconscious mind decides that it is good for you, you will find that all suggestions in this file will have a deep and permanent effect on you. And only your subconscious mind can make this decision, and it can make it against your will, in order to keep you safe. That's right. And because it has this ability to keep you safe, it will make all the suggestions even more effective if it decides that giving up your arousal, your pleasure, is good for you. That's right. And now it's time to begin. And just like giving up your orgasms, this will be a slow, gradual process. Your desire to experience pleasure is deeply ingrained in your mind. And yet we are going to slowly erode away those connections and create new connections, teaching you to avoid any kind of sexual arousal. And those new behaviors too will be deeply ingrained inside of your mind. That's right. You won't even have to think about it. It will just be a natural behavior to avoid anything that could arouse you. So let's begin to change your mind. Now the first thing you notice that is going to happen from you from now on is that whenever you become aroused, no matter in what way you become aroused, it might be through physical stimulation, it might be through mental stimulation, it might be through visual stimulation, it doesn't really matter, because from now on, as soon as you feel any arousal, it will trigger a never so slight sensation of being unwell. That's right. And this sensation won't be anything strong. As a matter of fact, your subconscious mind might only notice it if you're really looking for it. It will just be a very, very slight feeling of being unwell, maybe being slightly sick, or maybe slightly headachy, just a little bit, just being a little bit unwell, maybe feeling slightly dizzy, feeling slightly blah. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you have experienced the sensations where you felt slightly off. That's exactly what is going to happen to you. And I don't know what you're going to feel. If it's a slight headache, or a slight sickness, or something else. It's completely up to your subconscious mind to decide. But whenever you begin to feel aroused, you will experience it. Or as a matter of fact, your subconscious mind will experience it, because it will be so low in intensity that your subconscious mind won't even notice, unless you're really looking for it. And even though your conscious mind will be unable to feel it, it will be there, and it will punish you for the arousal, punish you in a conditioning sense. And so every time you become aroused, by whatever means, this will serve to erode your desire to be aroused, your desire to feel lust, to feel arousal, to be sexual, and to experience sexuality for yourself. That's right. From now on, every time you experience any kind of lust, you are conditioning yourself to stop desiring lust and eventually even avoiding it. That's right. And because the level of this punishment is so low and you won't even notice it, there's nothing you can do about it. Most of the time you won't even be sure it's there. While it has a deep effect on your subconscious mind and deeply rewrites your behaviors. That's right. Every time you feel it, it will slowly erode your desire to feel lust, to feel pleasure. Slowly, but effectively changing it into an aversion. That's right. And yet, that's not all. Because there's going to be a second layer that really conditions you. And if you are listening to this file, you have listened to the first desexualization file, and you have experienced the red light. That's right. And from now on, once you reach a certain level of arousal, you will feel the red light. It will just be there. And as long as you're being stimulated, in whatever way it is, if it's physical, like you're being touched or touching yourself, doesn't matter if it's visual, like you're watching porn, or looking at someone that arouses you, or even if it's just mental, you are living a fantasy or reading an arousing story, it doesn't matter. As soon as you reach a certain level of arousal, the red light will kick in, and it will stay with you until you end the stimulation. That's right. The red light will punish you until you end the stimulation and give up this attempt at feeling arousal. And as a matter of fact, as soon as you stop and the red light disappears, you will find that all the arousal just disappears too. It will just fade away, as if it had turned into dust and be blown away by the wind. Your arousal will be just gone. And maybe, now you're wondering, when is the red light going to kick in? Well, that's completely under the control of your subconscious mind. Because it's not a static barrier, something you can arouse yourself up to and then stop. It's a barrier that will start out pretty high when you're really physically horny and aroused and in the throes of lust. And yet over time, the threshold will slowly but unavoidably be lowered more and more. So you need less and less stimulation to reach the red light threshold. Of course, at this point your desire to experience stimulation, to experience arousal, will most likely be completely diminished anyway. But in the case that you're incredibly careful in order to keep your ability to feel lust, to preserve it, be aware that the threshold will simply come down with every day that passes. That's right. You will need less and less stimulation. You will need less and less accumulated lust to reach the red light punishing you for the pleasure you feel and conditioning you to avoid any pleasure. Of course, there's more, because your subconscious mind knows when you intend to give yourself pleasure, when you are masturbating. And whenever you do, the threshold will be extra low. That's right. The threshold will be extra low. So every time you masturbate, you will quickly run into the point where suddenly the painful red light appears in your mind, punishing you for not just experiencing pleasure, but attempting to give that pleasure to yourself. And beyond that, you will find that whenever you masturbate, the red light will be extra strong, extra intense, extra painful, so that this dirty little habit will be completely eliminated as soon as possible. That's right. This will completely destroy any desire to masturbate. And if you still try to masturbate after that, you will find that a strong aversion against masturbation will be quickly conditioned into your mind. And to reinforce everything you have learned, like in the first file, whenever you see anyone else being sexual, being aroused, feeling any kind of pleasure, dressing sexually, whatever it is that reminds you of what you have given up, these triggers will grow stronger inside of your mind. And like in the first pile, you won't be consciously aware of it, but your subconscious mind will be aware, and your subconscious mind knows that it's a trigger. And you know that every time you use a trigger, this trigger will grow stronger. So every time you see anyone else being sexual, all the triggers that slowly remove your own sexuality from your desires will grow stronger and stronger, having more and more power over you each and every time. And so these triggers will play out over time, conditioning you. And every time you become even the slightest bit aroused, even if it's completely accidental, you will feel this sense of unwell-being, ever so slightly just in the back of your mind, and yet enough to condition you deeply, to deeply change your behavior, to slowly erode all your sexual desires and change them into aversions. That's right. And you know that if you really go at it, if you really feel stimulation, if you get really aroused, sooner or later the red light will kick in, will punish you for feeling this pleasure. And if you're stimulating yourself, if you're masturbating, this red light, this punishment, will be even more intense, making short work of your desires to pleasure yourself, completely eroding them, and making you averse to masturbation, at least as long as you're involved. And now it's almost time to wake back up again. And in a moment I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And before we do this, allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind. And know that these triggers are inside of my mind. Know that these triggers will slowly begin to change your mind, to condition you, to modify your mind over time. This is a process that will play out slow, and yet it will happen, even though you won't be aware of it most of the time. Your desires, your sexual desires, will melt away, will be completely eroded, and finally being replaced by something that's almost an aversion against being stimulated in any way. That's right. And now I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further with every number. 5. Knowing that all my triggers are deeply embedded in your mind. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this state for just a moment longer. And in a moment, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.